Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Jean Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Jean Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the third episode in our Q&A series. We are taking questions from the Journey Home women inside the membership that they wanted to hear answered on the podcast. And I have Megan back with me because she is just the best companion to just ask questions and riff with me. Hey, Megan, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you, Hayley. Hello, everybody.
All right. We've had some really great questions so far in this series. So I'm excited for the next one. Lay it on me, Megan. Let's go.
I will do that. We have a question from Christine. Christine has such great questions. Why is validation so important? Why do we need it? How do you shift from a lifetime of seeking validation from others to validating ourselves? And is it best to have validation from ourselves only?
Great question, Christine. Oh, validation.
Right?
It's a big one. And you know why I think it grips so many of us, Megan, is because it's the dilemma of Gene Key 55, which is the central Gene Key of all of the Gene Keys. It's like, so victimization is the shadow and validation is the dilemma. So victimization underpins all shadow states, underpins all of the things that kind of hold us back in life. And validation is one of the fuels behind that. And that's why it's so huge for all of us.
So really what you're saying is that we're programmed to.
Yeah.
So it, in a way, that helps to relieve the pressure, thinking like, oh, I shouldn't feel like I have to have validation. I shouldn't feel like I have to. But if we are programmed in our shadow state to need this, then it's a natural thing.
It's okay.
Right?
That we're, it's okay to be in a battle with this, you know? And the reason why, at the very depths, the reason why we seek validation is we want to know that we're alive. Right? That's really what validation is about. It's like, I need to know, am I here? I need external feedback to know that, yeah, like I'm real.
I exist.
Yeah. And then that can come in all of these different forms. I think the most common form for the validation is worthiness. I need to know that I am worthy. So we're looking for our worth to be validated by the outside. We're looking for other people to say you're worthy so that then we can believe it for ourselves.
Okay.
Right. So really, you know, we're on this seeking path of finding our true worth. We're on this path of finding our way back home, but we get caught up externally searching for that home, externally searching for that worth. And the way in which we'll do it is through validation, through, you know, oh, if I can just find someone that loves me, if I can find the perfect partner, then maybe I'll be able to feel worthy. We're looking for someone to validate that I am worth wanting. You know, or if we're at work and we're doing a really good job, but we need someone to tell us we're doing a good job. Otherwise, we don't feel like it was good enough. So we're always looking for that on the outside when all along the pull for it was to find it on the inside.
And that's what she was asking.
Yeah.
You know, are we to look for it within ourselves first, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is why it's always going to keep coming up on the outside, because it's an invitation. It is nothing but an invitation inward to find that true source of worth. And when you come into contact with that true source of worth and that unconditional love that is you, your need for external validation starts to melt away over time. And then you'll notice you can utilize, so this is where external validation is actually a great thing. You can utilize it to find the places where you're seeking transformation. So if I notice myself looking for external validation in a certain area of my life, that is nothing but, oh, Haley, you're yet to love yourself enough there yet. You're yet to acknowledge yourself enough there yet. What an invitation inward to find that about yourself. You know, external validation has been one of the biggest things that I have worked through on my path. Because you know, for some of us, it's different for all of us. So I'm more of that very outward center of attention type of personality. And so, like, oh my gosh, I lived my life off of the fuel of validation. So if I was an engine that needed to go, my petrol was people's validation. And if they kept fueling it in, man, I could keep going like a little monkey putting on a show. If you kept putting fuel in, I'll keep going for you. But the moment where I felt like that fuel wasn't being put in from the outside, I felt like I lost, like I couldn't be myself. And that was the biggest bullshit lie I ever believed about myself. You know, and so it's this whole transition of, whoa, what if I actually didn't need anyone to validate my worth? What if I didn't need anyone to validate my ideas, my creativity, my passions? What if it was just me all along that was the one? What then? And as we start to play with that question, as we start to get curious with that question in our lives, oh my gosh, are you initiated onto the most spectacular voyage of unlocking so much creativity, worth, so much authentic expression? External validation is the thing that is blocking you from your authentic expression. It's the thing that is blocking you from showing up as who you fully are. Because as long as we're wanting someone to validate that what we're saying is okay, you will always be filtering it through what you think other people want to hear.
Right. Well, and you're asking people who, you know, who is this person you're even asking the validation from? Mm-hmm. They're all wounded humans just like we are.
Yeah.
Why would they have an answer that you can't provide yourself?
Yeah.
Why would they?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And one of the real issues, I think, with external validation, when we look at it from like the compliments point of view. So, you know, when we receive compliments from people and they're telling us like how good we are at something, yeah, that's positive. But if we're taking that external validation as fuel, we can end up walking out a path that was never destined for us.
Exactly.
We can end up walking the path of what other people are validating about us instead of following our true path. And, you know, this was me as a teacher. I stayed in teaching longer than what I really should have because people would just validate me so much. And I was so fueled by that. Like, oh my God, I feel so seen here. I feel so celebrated here. This is what I meant to do. It wasn't what I was meant to do. I was running off the fuel of validation. If I was showing up to school every day and no one saw me teach, no one complimented me on my teaching, would I still be passionate and love it? No, I would have hated it. Whereas with what I do now, If no one ever knew what I did, if no one ever complimented me for what I did, if no one ever was like, oh my God, Haley, you're amazing, keep going, I would still fucking be here because I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's my authentic expression when I'm not looking to the outside to tell me who I am or what I should be doing. And
what is the gift for 55 then?
Freedom. And
freedom.
I mean, what I just explained there, that is freedom.
Right, right.
We think we have, and this is the thing that keeps us a victim. We think that freedom is something that it isn't. We construct in our mind what we think freedom is. We think, okay, like freedom will be when I have $10 million and like I have
right.
a partner that loves me and
A
I'm
beautiful
in
house.
a beautiful house, I'm in the right career, then
Yeah.
I'll be free.
Yeah.
When in actual fact, freedom is just to be free from the need for external validation and actually moving with the currents of your own life, the currents of the cosmos, accessing your genius, letting your passion barrel through you like a creative fire. That is freedom. That is freedom. And external validation is one of the pathways there, because wherever you are looking for external validation, you are not free.
So Christine does ask, how do we move from out of seeking that external validation? I am hearing you say you need to notice it.
Yeah, I was about to say we first must see it.
Yeah.
We first must recognize it without judgment. And that's hard. You might have a bit of judgment.
It is hard.
That, but like, be okay. Yeah. It's even okay if you're judging. You have to go through this phase at first where you're just going to let yourself see it. This is what I did. I really just let myself see it. And I was like, holy shit, every area of my life was about this validation. My marriage, I was just looking for Bevan to validate me. And in doing so, like, it wasn't really this biofeedback lit relationship. It was just me sucking him dry for validation. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I'm amazing.
You need me. You need me.
Tell me you need me. Tell me I'm your soulmate, Bevan. I remember one time.
I've been there with Tim too.
Oh my God. I remember in the beginning of our relationship when he told me he didn't believe in soulmates. And I was like, oh, I was like, he was like, well, I believe that, you know, there'd be other people out there that I could be happy with. I was like, fuck you. Because I've been looking for him to validate me, telling me you're the only one in the world that I could ever be happy with. Because I was looking for him to tell me I was worthy. But now that I know I'm worthy, I'm like, yeah, you're right, Bev. Of course there's people in the world that you could live a happy life with. Like,
yes.
You know,
I know.
So, yes, it's just about being able to see it and be like, instead of me then getting like, oh no, shit, like, am I failing at life? I'm needing external validation. No, it's okay. These are all invitations into my true worth. Every place that you find that you are seeking external validation is just an invitation to find your true worth within that.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful thing. And so it's just about getting curious, getting just starting to open up. Okay, what might it look like if I was to find my own worth there? And that opens up the journey. I couldn't tell you what comes next because it's going to be different for every person. But what comes first is the contemplation, is the witnessing it, is the awareness, is the allowing for it to be there. And I think when I look back on my journey, I think this has probably been the most exciting thing is to untether myself from that external validation, because each part that I reclaimed back into myself, it just made my expression more potent, right? Gosh, if some people on here like met me 10 years ago, you'd be like, who is this bitch?
You know, you would have seen the flicker of me still in there. And my close friends have always known this me that's very out there.
Right. However, they knew this me that was out there who was just hanging off of needing boys to like her so that she could be worth something. You know, it was this external validation that sent me down my path of how do you pronounce it? Promiscuity? I was very promiscuous in my teenage, early 20s years because my worth was all on, is that boy going to like me? Is he going to want me? Yes. And so I'd always I needed to prove.
You need more and more and more of them.
Yeah. I had to prove they will like me. And oh gosh, that was watering down my authentic expression because I was then presenting myself as what I thought that people would like so that then I could know I was worthy. Whereas now that that comes from within me, this is where I'm able to fully be myself because I'm not looking for anyone to approve of me. I already got the big green tick and it happened in my heart space.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so my only job is to show up as me. And I think that's the other thing too that helps with this is coming to the understanding, and this is where the Gene Keys really helped me with this, coming to the understanding that every single person is born into this world with genius, with this genius which is going to come through your creative expression that only you can play that part. And you are a piece of the collective puzzle. And if you fully play your piece, you fulfill your purpose of what you came here to do. And you can only, and that's freedom. To fully play your piece.
Yes.
You can only do that when you're not looking for external validation. Because if you're looking for external validation, your puzzle piece becomes warped and it doesn't fit. And there's nothing more painful than feeling like you're not really fitting into who you were meant to be. Even if you don't know who that is that you're meant to be, you know that you're not her yet.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so that really helps knowing like, okay, I actually came here with genius. And in order to access that and be who I came here to be, that requires me to disentangle from external validation, utilize it all as portals into understanding more of my worth, coming home to myself so that I can ignite my genius. And knowing that everybody else is on that path too, whether they accept that invitation or not. And by you accepting that invitation, that's the biggest service you can do to everybody else as well.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Delicious. Mm-mm. Do you have anything else that you want to add to that or?
No, I think that's wonderful.
Mm.
Yep.
Beautiful question. Beautiful question. Thank you so much, Christine. And thank you for joining us for this episode. And we'll see you next week for another one.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days, so if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.